It is Tour Midweek Extra. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Andy Heaton, by Adam Mealy, and by Josh Williams to look at Liverpool 2, Fulham 1. We'll also have a little bit of a chat about the upcoming break and what we'd like to see from a Liverpool point of view and just assess where we are. But where we are at the moment, at least in the Carabao Cup, is one foot in the final. It'd like to be two, Josh, if you want to be sort of greedy, but it is a lead, albeit a slender one, to take to Craven Cottage and in a nice position to get into the final.
Yeah, I think we're being greedy. I think it would have been nice if we just snuck that third at the end of the game, which we were pushing for. But I think we, you know, going in with the lead, the level of this team so far this season, we just need to draw the second leg if we want to be like that. And that's entirely possible, considering if you look at Liverpool so far this season, we've lost twice. Once was in a game that didn't really matter, and the other one was with nine men, with Joel Matip scoring the winner. So, you know, it feels unlikely that we're going to go to Craven Cottage and suffer a loss. You never know, I suppose, but I think on the back of the performance, I think the second half in particular was much better. I thought the first half as well was okay, but the fact they scored first just kind of changed the game a little bit. We started rushing it without ever actually providing a bit of a threat in the final third. But yeah, we've recovered it, and as you say, we should have enough now, I think, to go through into the final.
Yeah, I did the post-match show with Ben Johnson, your friend and mine, Adam. Yeah. We were talking about it, and he was like, well, we don't lose many games, do we? And it is fair. And so you can go with to Fulham with a little bit of a worry and think, well, it's a cup game, never know what might happen. And you see, you know, Middlesbrough beat Chelsea the night before and what a crowd can do and stuff like that. But, you know, we are in a nice position now, and Fulham will be looking at it and thinking as well, like, oh, I just wish, you know, even if we'd have just drawn that game, it would have been so much better for them.
I think they will have some reasonable thoughts about it being a missed opportunity, to be fair.
Because they could have gone two as well.
They could, and, you know, maybe should have. Although they didn't have, you know, the shots that their kind of good chance before, you know, pass before the pass was building up to, they're going to be kicking themselves. In fact, it looked like Marco Silva was literally going to kick himself at one point on the touchline, because it was clear, wasn't it? I mean, looking at the thing it's quite a hard game to analyse. And Josh asked me when we were outside what I thought, and it's a bit hard to say what you thought, because I think without taking it into context, it's a bit difficult to analyse on its own. I would have done the same thing last night. I mean, basically, if we weren't playing Arsenal the other day, I think the team last night is a lot stronger. But if you're going to say, which game do you make the changes for, despite the fact that this is a semi-final, I think you say this is the one probably that you do make more changes for, if you have to, because it's a two-legged affair. It's against a less strong team than Arsenal, and it's at home.